for doing this again with me.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Thank you for reaching out and ask me to be a guest again. I'm so excited.
Yay! Well, I'm glad you're excited. I mean, you have a lot of exciting things coming up, and I figured I would help promote it, you know.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you. Everybody has been so helpful that I am like crying, even though I feel overwhelmed. I'm still crying out of appreciation and crying out of stress at the same time.
Aww.
it's really great, the wonderful learning and growing experience.
I mean, make sure you're taking care of yourself, especially when the magazine launches on Friday. You know, get a nice break, you know.
Yes, I think I'm gonna call a few girlfriends up and say, guess what? You guys owe me some margaritas.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Well, I'm sure you absolutely deserve that. I'm so excited to hear about it. So, well, I mean, I've been alluding to the magazine, but how about we talk about it? So it's Black Businesses Now is the name of it.
Yes.
Awesome. Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
Well, Black Business Now is going to be focused on Black businesses in West Virginia, and we will temporarily, like, we will momentarily highlight business outside of West Virginia because we want to make sure that Black businesses all over the country, we all network together. But our main focus is going to be Black businesses in West Virginia. So the community and the state of West Virginia understands that we are here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially now I've been seeing a lot of lists and like articles about Black businesses that have been circulating like social media and stuff, which is so exciting to see that kind of representation and promotion, you know?
Especially in West Virginia, because West Virginia, it's hard to get in. It's hard to see anybody that has a Black or African American background on these business magazines in West Virginia. And it's hard to get representation in the first place, but it seems like it's a little bit more difficult in West Virginia to have that representation.
And you're creating that, you know, you're creating your own that own space yourself, which is so cool.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I kind of fell into it. It was just the movement happened, and I'm all about, money. Money is power. Money is a tool. And when you take the buying power of the minorities in our country, we're not so minor when it comes to that. There's trillions of dollars of spending power that we have, buying power that we have. And it's important for us to know that. And I believe that this is something that will help each and every one of us recognize that power again.
So important, and that's so cool that you're doing this magazine to, you know, highlight all of these amazing businesses that don't get the spot that don't get the spotlight and should get the spotlight though. So how long ago did you come up with this idea for the magazine?
So, like I said earlier, I was mentioning earlier, I kind of fell into this. As we were going through the movement and protesting and so forth, I didn't get a chance to go because obviously I have another business to take care of. So I decided that I was going to put together a list, which a bunch of other people put together a list, but I wanted to put together a list in like a magazine form. And then I said, hey, I shared it on Facebook and I said, hey, this is my idea. I wish it, I would like to turn into a magazine. What do you guys think? I didn't think anybody was listening to me because it's hard to get people to listen sometimes or to pay attention. And then all of a sudden, I look up, I have 197 shares. I got messages after messages, people wanting to help. People didn't know that these certain businesses were Black owned. They didn't know that these certain businesses existed. And then all of a sudden, it just blew up into a digital magazine.
And here we are on launch day, right?
Yeah, here we are on about to be lunch. Yeah, 5 days, a week away. A
Holy
week,
crap.
yes. It's a week away from today. So we're launching on June 19th, which is a celebration of our Independence Day.
Hell yeah, Juneteenth.
Yes, Juneteenth, our Independence Day. It's something I'm working with Bee Base, which is a non-profit organization that helps Black businesses and entrepreneurs in West Virginia. And she, Melissa, suggested that we would launch the magazine on Juneteenth as a mark of a celebration of the Jubilee. And I said, that is absolutely amazing, because we didn't, when everybody else celebrates, you know, July 4th, and I'm not going to say that I don't celebrate, have a good cookout on July 4th as well, but that's not necessarily our Independence Day. When July 4th happened in 1776, unfortunately, we were still enslaved. As the Declaration of Independence was being signed, we were still enslaved. So ours is eight, I do believe 1865, because we're at the 155th year celebration.
Wow.
And we'll have more information about the Jubilee, excuse me, Juneteenth and celebration in the magazine. And we'll have more about the movement of why we march and why this is something important in the magazine as well.
Absolutely. That, I mean, that is like perfect timing right there with like creating a magazine while, you know, the largest anti-racist like movement is happening. And Juneteenth, it's just coming together.
Yeah, it is exciting and scary at the same time, because now I'm a founder and owner of two businesses. And I'm like, oh, I, because the best business coach will always tell you, start with one and wait for it to blossom. And then I'm like, okay, I have two, so what do I do? But I'm loving every minute of it, because I believe this magazine will help other Black entrepreneurs. And I think that this is something that's needed right now, like right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, like that, I mean, sorry, I keep gushing and stumbling over my words, but I just think that's so cool.
It's completely fine. It's completely fine. The outpour of support has been amazing. We even had Danielle Walker, Delicate Walker, come and do a video for us, and it's like, it was moving. It moved everybody in that at the photo shoot, at our first photo shoot. It was like, even our photographer, who wasn't Black, she was like, I felt like I went to church. She was deeply moved about the words that Delicate Walker expressed. And I was about to cry. And after she was done saying what she was saying, I was like, God, I love you so much. So.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yeah, so with you know, you mentioned like the, you know, like photography and like some video stuff with the magazine launch. So who are some of the people that are featured in this edition, or do you want to keep that under wraps until launch day?
I want to keep some of it under wraps, because I mean, I posted and you know a couple of videos announcements on Facebook, on my Facebook wall, but again, people don't really know what's going to be said about certain businesses. So I just want to keep something as surprise, like pictures as surprise, and who's going to be who's who in the magazine. I'm hoping that we can do this quarterly. So, but we won't make it for July, for the third quarter. We'll make it for the fourth quarter. But yeah, I think we're going to have 20 slots for businesses to be mentioned. And if any business, it doesn't mean it Black, or you don't have to be a Black owned business, we're going to leave some advertisement room for them. And we're going to have some interviews for entrepreneurs that are that were at the photo shoot.
So, what was some of the things that kind of went into, what was the kind of the process of putting this digital magazine together?
Well, we needed to find somebody who did the web designing, and we've several people reached out to me to host it, but I didn't want to favor any particular business. So as for now, we went with Wix and for the website, and we have somebody who's doing the coding. We have two people who's doing the coding because it's got to be launched in like we have to have it up and running, not actually published, at least 3 to 4 days before it's l officially launched, so I can see what it looks like, so I can move things around if I have to. Another thing goes into is the writing, is finding people who can do articles, preferably Black-owned writers that could do the articles. And the reason why is that I needed that lens. I needed the Black writers to be able to look through the Black lens when they wrote about Juneteenth and about the civil rights movement. And I'm going to have another one, hopefully, if everything goes well, to write about voting, the importance of voting, and the history behind us needing to vote. The photography, the photo shoots. I have another photo shoot for a particular entrepreneur that couldn't go to the original photo shoot for, emergency reasons. Life happens. So made arrangements for this particular entrepreneur, and it's a lot that goes into the digital magazine to make sure that it launches and to reach out and get donations. And that's what we're working on now, is to get donations, because we now have it registered with the state of West Virginia. I'm just waiting for everything to be completed. We do have an EIN number with the IRS, so that's ready to go. So we can be a for-profit entity, so we can start bringing in money, so we can start employing people to help do these the normal maintenance and getting ready for the fourth quarter, because the people who started this magazine, they are entrepreneurs themselves, they are business owners themselves, that they were donating their time, but in the long run they won't be able to do this as another side job. So that's another thing that we have to look forward to, is to employ a couple people and take some interns as well from WVU. So we have to work with WVU at some point, and I have reached out to some people who work at WVU and represent, inclusiveness and so forth. So there's a lot. I did not know that I was going to be able to do a lot in these couple of weeks, but we have done a lot.
Yeah, I mean, look at you go. We got the magazine launching like next week, and managed to get a photo shoot and all of this stuff. So that is so awesome, and I'm so happy for you.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate you.
Yeah, so out of curiosity, why did you pick to do like a magazine to showcase these entrepreneurs, these Black entrepreneurs?
Because I was Morgantown magazine always had Best of Morgantown and so forth, and I thought it was a good idea for my business to be in Morgantown magazine. And then I reached out to her about that and said, "Hey, I had another business over here that I would like for you to feature, Amina Salon on here." And she said, "Oh, that's a great idea," and so forth. And then one thing led to another. We got pushed back, and then another thing led to another. And then COVID happened, and then another thing led to another. And they say, "Well, we don't have time for you." And I've sent out many emails to get into like magazines, local magazines, state magazines, so forth, and they just didn't have time. So instead of fighting for time, I decided that why not make a space for us, instead of fighting for time, because it felt like we had to do something really incredible to be noticed. And the fact that we are Black-owned businesses in West Virginia, of all states, that should be incredible enough. And we're not asking for any special privileges. We're just asking to be recognized. We're asking to give us a chance to be known, so we can serve our community. Because, like I said earlier in the show, that a lot of people did not know that these businesses existed. People didn't know about As It Should Be. They did not know about that. They did not know about any new restaurants that sprung up. They had no idea. They had no idea about bridal boutiques that are black owned in West Virginia. None. So this is a need, and the magazine is best. It's a digital online magazine. We're still working out the kinks for a subscription and so forth. We might go to print depending on how big we get, if it's necessary. But considering that I own an eco-friendly company, I want to keep the paper out of it as much as possible.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
I
you're fine.
am. That's. I mean, like, that sucks that you had to, like, how much, like, work you had to put in to try to get noticed by other outlets. But, you know, sometimes if you want to get something done right, you got to do it yourself, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you're doing. And I was gonna say, so what are you most proud of so far in the process of creating this awesome magazine?
The community coming together. Like, I am so proud of the community coming together. Like, it is wonderful. Robin and Paul from Mask for Mass started like a donation drive for me, so we can raise money for the magazine. And that was wonderful. Like, when I read that, I cried. I
Oh.
literally sat there on my porch and cried. And because they wanted to do something to help me raise money for the magazine, because I was starting to pay stuff out of my like pocket and to get this started. And then people offering their services and offering their showrooms and offering, their time and their editing skills and their talents. That's what I'm most proud of, because that's what this magazine stands for, the community. And it's here to serve the community. And I'm just so proud of the community to come together to do this, black, white, and everything, and everybody in between. Like, this is not just a black or white thing. This is a community thing. And I want people to recognize us as a place of a source of information for the whole community. And I'm just so proud of that.
And you certainly have a lot to be proud of. That's so cool how, like, to hear about the community reception to, you know, to this magazine. I gush a lot. I'm sorry. I get very enthusiastic about things.
No, you're fine. You are completely fine. It is great to be enthusiastic about wonderful things.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that you hope to accomplish with this magazine, especially since there's going to be more editions coming out eventually?
I'm hoping to accomplish a little bit more exposure for the businesses in West Virginia, and to showcase some awards across the state. Hoping to put on, after COVID gets a little bit more under control, hoping to go and do conferences, like host conferences and conventions for Black-owned businesses, to showcase their products and their services, to get future entrepreneurs into these workshops and so forth. Host workshops and maybe branch off into Black women entrepreneurs and try to get some workshops together for them, and just uplift the community and branch out and know that this is something that's going to be innovative and something that is thriving with passion and strength of the Black community.
Hell yeah. Yeah,
Love it. I love your enthusiasm.
and
Great. Yes, and I still am taking donations for the hand sanitizers, so it's
yes.
still going on, and I'll keep making it go on until like the prices drop for alcohol. And I just want to make sure that every school and every daycare has the proper sprays and hand sanitizers that it needs, so it can get through, especially flu season. So,
Yeah, that's so important. And you're doing so much good stuff for this community. Like, you know, I just want to say thank you. Like, you're doing the sanitizer, you're doing a magazine. Like, that is so cool. I admire you so much for all of this.
thank you. Thank you.
You're
Thank you so much
welcome.
for sharing. Oh my gosh. Like, if you would have asked me 3 years ago, this is where I was going to, you're going to launch, possibly the first Black business magazine in West Virginia. I don't know if it's the first Black business magazine, however, in West Virginia, but I know it's got to be the first digital one. So I probably was like, oh no, I'm not into that kind of stuff.
A lot of things have changed and a lot of things have been created because of these times that we live in, and I'm glad there's some good coming out of it, like this magazine.
Yes, I'm glad there's some good coming out of it as well. We definitely need to take a good look at the bad, but we have to also make sure that we understand that because that it's bad, we understand that we need to create the good out of it. It has to have a balance at all times. So it's good to
Absolutely.
focus on that good. Observe the bad, but focus on the good.
Absolutely. Couldn't say it better myself. Thank
Thank
you so much again. Have a great rest of your day. Good luck with the magazine launch. And oh, I forgot to ask, how do we access the magazine once it's launched?
Okay, so we go to, you can go to www.blackbiz, and that's with 2 Z's, now.com.
Okay. Here we go. Go check out that website when it's ready.
Yes, it'll launch June 19th.
Woo.
Yeah, I'm scared, nervous, excited, all the feelings. I just want to just launch it and then get my margaritas.
Well, thank you so much again. You definitely earned that fucking margarita next week for sure.
Yes. All right.
Yes. Well, good luck. You deserve it. You're so exciting. It's so exciting to hear about this. I'll gush all day if I need to.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You have a great rest of your day, too. Don't you work too
Thank
hard,
you.
Kayla.
I'll try. I got a lot of stuff on the list today, unfortunately.
Well, take care of yourself, okay?
Yes, I will.
All
You
right.
too.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you all so much for listening. If you like what you're hearing, make sure to rate this episode and share it on social media. Sharing it and reviewing it will allow this podcast to reach a wider audience. Thank you all again for listening, and make sure you follow the podcast on social media. I'll see you all next time on Queer Mountaineers.